Okie dokie, it's been one hot minute.
It's been a minute.
Welcome back to Vodka, Sofa and Lies. My name is Lisa Hamilton.
And I'm Dan Morrison.
If anyone cares, we took a 2-week sabbatical to
hiatus.
Praise...
Jesus.
Jesus.
We have attended the church.
Yeah.
Look, and we can say it's lit.
Easter was on... Anzac Day, we had to like kind of pay our respects and drink a lot.
Yeah.
And therefore we could not record a podcast for you. But, you know, we're trying to be better.
Yeah, I'm always trying to be better.
And we're trying to, you know, prioritize you guys, but I don't know, sometimes it's hard.
Yeah.
It is really
hard. It's
hard
to even prioritize ourselves sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That is true. Now, been a big couple of weeks.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
I'd like to dive right into something that's got a real bee in my bonnet.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be Lego Masters.
Yes.
The new offering from Channel 9. The new wholesome offering from Channel 9.
Wholesome for the whole fam.
If you haven't tuned in, basically there are a bunch of teams.
Yes.
Made up of two people.
Mm-hmm.
Who compete every episode, and the grand prize at the end of the series is $100,000.
Oh, okay.
And deep shame.
Yes.
Upon your family. Here's where I take issue.
Okay.
And then I've got to say, it's been raiding through the balls for Channel 9.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
Because it's... I know, you go.
Well, there's no cheating, there's no salacious storyline, there's no sexy times.
Like, are one of the teams going to hook up with one of the other teams?
No,
like,
no, it's just good, pure fun. And, like, if I wanted that, I would have become a nun or something.
You'd look great in a habit.
Thank you. I actually wouldn't. I have tried wearing various costumes where you can only see the face.
Yes.
And just by the nature of my fucking round head, it just purely amplifies that. So
yeah. A little that like sister act girl.
Yeah. And I also love to sin.
Yeah.
Specifically masturbation.
Yep. Is that a sin?
Yeah, I think pleasuring yourself
sexually. Don't they just tell you to, like, in a Catholic church, they just tell you to, like, pull out instead of using condoms?
Yeah, but if you're a nun or a...
Well, yeah, you're not pulling out if you're a nun.
No, it's just no go. You can't... God is watching. You can't finger yourself. You can't finger your butthole. You can't, like...
Do you think you could, like, if you're a nun, could you peg someone? Because technically it's not you entering them. It's an appendage.
I think you probably could if you use sort of like lovely varnished holy wood.
Okay.
To peg.
Okay.
And nothing
like
synthetic.
Blessed wood.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like I'm going to have to research this afterwards because I feel like there might be a community of pegging nuns out there that we're not aware of.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe in Italy somewhere it's okay.
Yeah.
We will look into it for those
of
you of
them.
Interested.
Mm-hmm.
But this is where I'm totally confused.
Mm-hmm.
2019's got me way out bugging because on one hand, I feel an intense pressure to be doing butt stuff regularly, but Lego's hot again.
And you think those are conflicting things?
Completely.
Yeah.
I can't go on the internet without it being like, oh, hey, order Uber Eats and then like tickle someone's bum hole on a Tuesday night.
Yeah. That's a standard Tuesday night.
And so I obviously oblige.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm like, conversely to that,
Lego
plastic
Masters
box
is on?
Is like hot and like they've just opened a new store at Bondi Junction. Like there's a Lego movies. Like, what the fuck is going on?
And is it because you feel like your childhood is, like, revisiting you at this age?
I just don't think that 2019 is... It's like we need to come together on the same things here. So it's like you can't have, like, a filthy community.
Yeah.
And then also praise Lego. Like, it's one or the other.
Okay.
We're either all fucking disgusting together or we're all wholesome.
Yes, and okay. And you're obviously leaning into the disgusting, sinful.
I mean, that's naturally where I fall.
Yeah, oh, as I fall too.
Yeah.
On that sword.
And I was, so when I first started watching it, and like, let me tell you, it was tough because my mind just automatically went to, I think because I've been so brainwashed by like these horrific dating reality shows, I just immediately, like, when they're introducing the characters and the teams, I'm like, oh yes, I know what these two are gonna be.
Yeah.
And then they're not, so it's like, okay, so should we go through a couple of them and like what we thought they were gonna be and then like deeply what they want?
Yeah, I'm feeling the same thing, as in like I'm sitting there going, as they're walking through the door, who's the cunt?
Yeah,
but this show is trying to tell me there might not be one.
It's almost like they're trying to reprogram our dirty minds.
Yeah.
And my response to that is, get the fuck out of my
How
head.
How dare you? I'm locking the door. Get out.
I'm furious.
No, ma'am.
So, for example, Jimmy and Maddie.
The hipsters.
Yeah. So she's got the trendy Sia cut.
Mm-hmm. But you can see her face.
You can see her face.
Yeah, see her face.
Although, mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you saw, she performed at Kourtney Kardashian's 40th birthday party.
Sia did.
With Robin Thicke.
Robin Thicke is still a thing?
Well, I mean, he was probably paid good money.
I know, but why would you pay good money for Robin Thicke? That's what I'm asking. If you're a Kardashian, you got that coin, you can get anybody, and you're checking on Robin Thicke.
I'm going to go ahead and assume it's like a midlife crisis thing.
For Kourtney. Okay.
But if you saw in the videos, Sia was there kind of singing a little bit. Robin Thicke really kind of took the reins. Mm-hmm. But you could see her whole face. And I don't know if that's because it was...
Do you think it's like a new era?
Yes, or mm-hmm. like this is her just being her.
Okay, so like her being her is just her hanging out with the Kardashians.
Yeah.
That's her vibe.
I'm still confused about the not showing the face thing. I mean, I feel like I've skim read too many articles and not like read the real reason. Was it because she was doing too much meth?
I skim read every article I come in contact with.
Yeah, but then I speak with intense authority when I'm speaking to people.
I present it like fact. I read a headline and I tell you the rest of the story.
But so in my head, she wears a wig over her face because meth.
Okay. You have no idea. Do you actually have no idea why she does?
I thought I read somewhere that she like went to Hollywood and had meth and then had to cover her face.
Okay.
So
you read an article I did not read. I read the article about performance anxiety in front of stage.
Oh.
In front of people. Yeah. And that was why she started doing that.
That feels more likely.
Does it?
I mean, I gave a huge backstory about meth. There are all these other couples that are just like snooze.
Yeah,
but there was
snooze.
One that my really ding ding ding. It piqued my interest because I thought, hang on. Sorry, I'm just. I printed 52 pages of
photos. This is the one. No?
You want to chat about
I
these
need,
ones?
I please okay, need yeah. to speak about first of all,
Bilzy and Kale.
Okay, then let's just start with the names. Mm. Bilzy.
Yeah.
And Kale.
Yeah.
Like the salad. The thing that disturbed me the most was that Kale looked like he was a gay magician when he came on with his lovely little, I assume, velvet coat that he was wearing, little maroon number.
And who's to say he's not?
He tried to say he's not a gay magician. He tried to tell us that he was this famous Lego guy and, like, really bragged about having, like, 15,000 followers. And I was just like, well, it's not that
impressive.
What do you
mean, famous Lego guy?
Like, as in,
mean?
Like, he's got an Instagram where people, like, are checking on him kind of thing. Anyway, the thing that disturbed me more than anything, and the thing you cannot say when you have a haircut like him and a soul patch like him.
What's
is
a
that
Nolsey flavor saver?
It's
a Nolsey flavor saver.
Okay, thank you, Nolsey.
Thank you.
Loves Fireball now because of old Lisa Ham here.
Yep.
That he said he's used to being the cute dad and the word DILF has been used about him.
Ooh.
Did not know I was going to hear DILF on a PG show and didn't know I was going to be subjected to this man trying to tell me he's attractive.
That's probably like as naughty as they're going to get as well.
Yeah, and this DILF. Was, and he was the closest I could get that. I was like, oh, this is the cunt. But they still tried to play it off as if it was nothing. And then I heard the name Bilzy and I shuddered.
Bilzy is, there's one too many S's in there.
Mm-hmm.
and calling yourself a DILF.
I want him eliminated.
Well, you know what? Good on him for having that kind of confidence.
Yeah. I wish I did. That's why I hate him.
Yeah. I mean, he shouldn't.
No, absolutely
he should not have that.
No.
But yeah, I got super excited thinking that. So I saw Matt and Lynn, and I was like, hold up.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Here we go.
Have we got a story?
Have we got an extreme cougar situation here? They're fucking. They're totally fucking.
Did you actually think that when they walked in?
I was hoping that we had some kinky Lego grandmother fuckers.
Oh, my God.
You know? Sadly.
She had not groomed him as she was his grandson.
Yeah.
I found it kind of disturbing when she was saying, like, she trained him to build Lego properly by basically threatening not to give him Lego pieces if he did his shits wrong. If he had accidents, then she wouldn't give him the Lego piece. Like, withholding like that. That disturbed me.
I think based on, zero psychology degrees between us, we could categorically call that abuse.
Oh, it's 100% abuse.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. That's what she didn't know what she was doing on the show, because with sitting there and just seeing him, like, you know, building and everything, she didn't know what to do because she wasn't being withholding.
That's a lot of pain.
And that's
in
what
his
their relationship
eyes.
Was built on, her being withholding of Lego. And this is a very new environment when he's just allowed to run free and shit wherever he wants.
And she's now subjecting him to a whole reality series, which is probably incredibly triggering for him.
Oh, it's absolutely traumatic for him. We're going to see a full breakdown by the end of season.
I feel like he hasn't done a shit in 15 years.
Oh, you think? Yeah, because he's too scared he's not going to get the Lego.
Yeah.
So he's literally constantly constipated.
I'd check his Dax after every episode, though, just to, like, make sure. Yeah.
Well, I bet she does.
Well,
he doesn't get his Lego if he shits himself.
Oh, my God. Lynn.
Lynn.
Lynn with one N. Never trust a bitch with one N in their name.
Well, we found that evil one on the show, haven't we?
Yeah, I'll be watching closely. Jokes, I probably won't
Yeah, I probably won't tune in again. No, ma'am.
I do think that it's important at this point in time for you and I to touch on Hamish Blake.
Okay.
Would you?
So what's your opinion? Because I have the unpopular opinion of couldn't care less about him and old Andy Lee. Couldn't give less of a shit.
I like Hamish.
Mm-hmm.
I think he is attractive in that, like, you know, funny guy kind of way.
Okay.
And
so not attractive.
No. You know me at this point. My genitals and aesthetics are, like, it's wrapped up in some weird shit.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I would. I would fuck him.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. A bed of Lego.
Okay. You is your back on the Lego? Like, are you laying down, or is he's back? Are you riding him? He's on the Lego.
I'm laying down in it, almost like a ball pit.
Yeah, and so it's stabbing you in the back while he's stabbing you from the front.
Yeah, we've almost got a very angry, painful.
Yeah.
Hot experience.
Yeah, it's definitely hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hard right now just, like, thinking about it.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. I've actually got to duck out for a minute.
Mm-hmm. I'll get them up.
Yeah, I mean, great get from Channel 9 to have him hosting it.
Well, doesn't he host everything on Channel 9?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
I dare say he's on some sort of multi-million-dollar retainer for them.
I assume so.
Sad that they didn't want Andy Lee for it.
No,
though.
Poor old Andy sitting at home twiddling his thumbs.
What do you reckon happened there?
I guess, what, are they just over him?
Well, he's definitely the hotter one,
yes,
but the less funny.
Maybe they thought he was too hot for the show. Like, this is about average people with average goals. We need someone who is average looking like them. We can't have an intimidating man come in. Because, like, they've obviously cast two of those younger ones, forget their name, as like the virgins of the series.
Yeah.
So you can't have an intimidating man like Andy Lee walk in and have the virgins be like, oh, and they won't be able to perform because he's in their presence.
Yeah. And with that jawline, your rating would go up to M easily.
Exactly.
So yeah, I don't care for the show. I'm confused as to why Lego's a thing.
Yeah.
But like,
it's going against like Butthole 2019 in your eyes. Yeah. No, I see that. I agree with you there.
I can't stop the butt stuff.
No, you can't. You honestly can't.
Okay. Woo. Taylor Swift has released some new music.
Oh, my. Okay. I have a lot of feelings and actually, I'm not lying, just a cold shiver went through me then.
I saw it. Flowed through
it,
you.
It literally went from tit to taint.
Yeah. It's almost the same vision I get when you finally put like some healthy nutrients in your body.
I know.
It just goes.
Yeah. It's like trying to reject it. It's like, what is this?
Yeah, what?
Stop.
Blah.
This isn't alcohol.
Yeah. Taylor Swift, she's got new music. She released a song called Me, Me with an exclamation mark. Mm-hmm. She was kind of teasing it for a few weeks all over her Instagram. Butterflies, this sort of like sweet, pastel. Girly pastel, putting almost like a Garden of Eden, maybe putting the whole Reputation snakes behind her vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I spend too much time on the internet.
Yes, you do. You know her back to front.
And they had to really fucking spell it out that Brendan Urie was from Panic at the Disco. They couldn't just let his name.
What do you think the need is for that?
I don't know. It's offensive. For like, I would not agree to that if I was Brendan Urie.
Is it so that they can get a boost in their album sales for Panic at the Disco? Is it like a...
It just seems like a fucking unnecessary... Like, people have the internet these days. If they were to see Brendan Urie and they were like, who the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
It'd take you about 2.3 seconds to figure out where he came from. Like do your Googling.
Do you Google? Oh, my God. Your brain's fried, girl. No, but same thing. Like, if, like, Sam Smith Dancing with a Stranger, if it was, like, Sam Smith and Normani from Fifth Harmony.
Normani.
But, yeah, like, no one gets that.
Yeah.
So, no.
No need. My difficult feelings about that aside,
mm-hmm.
The song, I wanted to like it. I did.
I really tried.
And I'm actually not a Tay-Tay stan in any way.
No.
Like, Reputation bothered me. I find her so contrived.
Look what you made me do, love.
Yeah.
Because it's pure trash. It's in the same leagues as Lindsay Lohan Rumors. It's like just pure pop trash. And that's why I like it.
But doesn't it bother you that she wasn't intending it for it to be pure pop trash? She was intending for it to be like...
That's what I find the humor in that.
Yeah. And I think she was fully expecting to win heaps of awards for it. And she got like...
She did not.
None. Pretty sure she didn't even get nominated for any Grammys.
I don't believe so. Not this time round.
So coming back this time, and also there was just like the Kimye backlash. Like, that's.
I think she thought she was going to be the whole hero of that kind of decade.
Yeah.
Decade.
Oh.
Era, I meant to say.
Fucked Chuck.
Yes.
Fucked Chuck, you're the years.
Era. I made an era.
I know what she's... Okay, so it's interesting that she's, like, doing some media now where she's saying, maybe the whole squad thing was kind of problematic and I don't ever want to shut people out and make them think that they're not a part of that squad. It's, like, promoting exclusivity, which I kind of liked that because the squad did my fucking head in. But what bothers me is the lame little things that she said. So obviously in Look What You Made Me Do, it was the, sorry, the old Taylor can't come to the phone right now. Or why? Mm-hmm. Because she's dead. Like, and then say the line from this song.
Say the line.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Spelling is fun.
Oh, from the new one.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's when she's like, when she said spelling is fun, yeah. I screamed.
Yeah.
I screamed. Like, why is she like a kindergarten teacher speaking at me?
I wanted to
log actually, no,
off.
Not even, sorry, not to... even like, why are you the Wiggles?
Yeah.
Like, this is not good. Not a good look.
But even the Wiggles are like, I think, like lit.
Okay. They're into butt stuff.
Yeah.
100%.
If you can't read between the lines in their songs about that,
mm-hmm.
you need to listen to their back catalogue again. True. Because there's a lot of back.
That's why Jeff's chat. So tired.
Jeff has been fucked to Wednesday and back. So I don't know. I don't really know what to do because, like, it's actually really, it's bothering
me. It's bothersome. No, the whole thing is bothersome. And it's just like, for a song called Me, it just, like, it should be more vain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I wanted something really, like, because that's the thought I have in my head all the time. Like, you know, when you're having a conversation with someone, you just hear, like, me, like, waiting for your time to speak. And I wanted it more in that way.
But if you're going to do, like, a tongue-in-cheek thing,
mm-hmm.
make it really obvious.
Yeah.
Because the spelling is fun shit. It's not funny.
No,
enough.
It's not funny at all. Yeah, no, it came off like so fucking lame.
Yeah. Paired with the video clip.
The video clip was too like in your face, kitty. Like
but it wasn't funny ironic either.
No, I mean, it literally felt like a promo song for a children's movie. Like it was just, it was hard. It was tough, I must say.
Yeah.
She bothers me.
Yeah, I wanted to be funnier about this chat, but I'm just,
I know,
I'm
yeah,
sad and
she's
angry.
She's just really rubbed me the wrong way.
And that's coming from two people who are willing to like give her another shot.
Yeah.
You know? And I probably still will if she...
Oh, I'll be listening to the next one.
Yeah.
With bated breath.
I would need her to... I don't know. I just don't like that she's also trying to do away with the feud. Like...
Oh, like by bursting the snake at the start of the video into butterflies.
Yeah.
Like, as in, like, that's done. Well, like, no, we'll tell you when it's done.
But the motifs, I'm like, I'm so over it. Like, just do what everyone else does and get on Twitter and, like, hang shit on Kanye.
Yeah, please do. He needs to be told to stop these Sunday services.
What?
Stop the Sunday services.
Yeah, I heard you, but, like, why?
Because it's a cult.
Yeah, but it's like...
It's a cult.
I kind of like it.
You join the cult?
No, I don't think I'd be invited.
Okay, well, that's fair. Yeah, of course not.
I don't really wear pastels well.
Oh, pastels. Maybe that's why old Tay Swift went for some brighter pastels in her video.
You're being silly now.
You're being very silly. I'm looking for more motifs.
Yeah, anyway, we'll check back in on Tay Tay, see what happens. Interesting, though, to note that Lena Dunham...
Yes. Supported her.
Supported her. And here I was thinking that they were over.
I thought they were done.
Because of the whole Lord Jack Antonoff situation.
Mm-hmm.
To catch anyone up to speed there, obviously Jack Antonoff and Lena Dunham broke up. Weeks later, he was seen knoodling with Lord. And Lord Lena, part of Swifties' squad. But, like, where's the fallout there? I reckon Swiftie and Lord aren't friends anymore.
Really?
Even though Taylor Swift still does stuff with Jack Antonoff. And then, like, it's just, it's a weird, I'd like to know more. I need to know more.
I want to know everything.
What do you think's gone on?
I think that Lord and Jack Antonoff were definitely fucking.
Yeah.
Writing's
on the wall there.
Yeah. And I have a feeling that Tay Swift doesn't care.
That they were
about any of like any of them.
But explain to me then why she's cut Lord off.
Do you think she's cut Lord off?
Yeah.
In what way? Like, how close were they before? I know, like, I saw a lot of photos of them and stuff.
Very close, and now there's just like nothing. So I think maybe actually Taylor and Lena are okay, and Swifty is like on the side of Lena. But then I'm like, Lena just really has to suck up to everyone right now because her.
She needs a comeback story.
Oh, she does.
Because she got nothing going on.
Can I say, though, that, like, as problematic as some parts of Girls are now looking back on it, at the time, I thought it was revolutionary and I loved it so much.
I love Girls and I still do. And I don't even care if it was, like, problematic now looking back. I'm very into it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it so much, so.
I rewatch it when I'm going through, like a bad patch where I'm, like, hating myself and then I can, like, watch the show and it makes me feel fine with being, like, a bad person.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
But also, it's
very unhealthy.
It's super unhealthy because a bad patch for like a white privileged male.
And it's then, not and then a true bad patch.
No, and then also leaning on a show about white privileged girls going through bad patches, you can see the issue there.
Yeah. I said it's unhealthy.
Okay, well, as long as you're aware.
Oh, no, not really.
Okay.
Not about self-awareness. Girls taught me that.
So, yeah.
Yeah. In weird Australian reality television news, we've just got the announcement of the four new judges joining Australia's Got Talent. And people are saying it's a fucking odd group of gals and guys, which I also agree with.
I think you'd struggle to find someone who didn't agree with that sentiment. Like, what the hell? It's so bad. Anyway, go on.
Okay, so our judging panel for... Australia's Got Talent is Manu Fidel. Is that how you say it? Fidel?
Yeah.
From My Kitchen Rule fame.
Mm-hmm.
My Kitchen Rule fame.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's... I dropped the S. Okay. So My Kitchen Rules. I understand there's an
it's
S on the
just one end. Rule.
Yeah, just one rule.
Make food.
Make it a good food. What was that accent? Anyway. So Manu is one. He's a chef, by the way. So just remember that.
Thank you. We understand what My Kitchen Rule is.
Well, I don't know sometimes. Nicole Scherzinger of Pussycat Dolls fame.
Don't say pussy like that.
Pussy like that.
That just felt so disgusting coming out of your mouth.
Yeah, you. Okay. Well.
Pussy.
Yeah.
Pussycat Dolls.
Pussy. Is that better?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, so Nicole Scherzinger.
Nicole Scherzinger
from Pussycat Dolls. Shane Jacobson from Toilet Movie Kenny. That's literally all I remember years ago, Mr. Toilet Boy. Never saw it.
Oh, shit. Isn't he on some, like, funding ad? Some, like...
Sure.
Maybe a bank ad or a car ad or something like that.
Yeah, doing the whole... oh, what's her name? The redhead that does the ing ads?
Oh, yeah, but, like, she's... On another level.
Isla Fisher.
ING?
ING. Yeah, ing.
Okay.
Ing.
So.
And one more, sorry.
Yeah.
Lucy Durack, who I was said who?
Yes.
And you told me who she was.
Yeah. So what do you reckon's happened here? Like, obviously Channel 7, it's on Channel 7 again?
Sure.
So.
Yes, Channel 7.
So this reeks of budget cuts to me. I personally would have just axed the show before I went down this dark and disturbing path.
Yeah, same. Because do you know what? If you said, oh, who was on the judging panel last season, I'd say, sorry?
Guy who? Sebastian?
Was he?
I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
Carl Sanderlands, was that years ago?
What? No.
He was on one of them.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. But I've never felt this kind of shock.
And confusion.
So, Manu Fidel, I hate My Kitchen Rules.
No, I don't watch it.
For starters. So is he meant to be like the lead in this group?
The photo suggests Nicole Scherzinger because she's the front one.
She's
I hope it's not an official, like, sorry, I'm looking at a photo on Daily Mail.
Yeah.
And I hope to God it isn't the official one. No. It's the worst Photoshop job I've ever seen in my life. Janky as fuck.
My intern did it.
Oh, cool.
My intern actually would do a better job.
Mm-hmm.
But Nicole Scherzinger, she can be there.
Yeah, that's the thing. You grab someone from the US to come over.
Yeah, who's like wants a little vacation out here.
Exactly.
She's been doing the talent reality show rounds for years now. Like
she knows what she's doing.
That's actually her title. Mm-hmm. She's no longer like a singer performer. Like, couldn't tell you the last song she performed.
Can name most Pussycat Dolls songs. You ask me one song for Nicole, I say pass.
LinkedIn. Next to her name, mm-hmm. it's reality talent show judge.
Yes.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm pretty sure you could...
From, 2010 to present.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, she knows her shit. Mm-hmm. Lucy Durack.
Okay. Tell me about Lucy Durack, because I don't know her.
So, I don't entirely want to... As a musical theatre child... Mm-hmm. I don't want to shit all over her because she actually played Glinda in Wicked.
Oh, great.
So
a bit of Wicked.
She's fantastic on stage. But would I put her in the same leagues as like your Simon Cowles, that's all I can think of. That's actually all
Simon Cowell. Yeah.
Simon Cowell. No. I absolutely wouldn't.
Absolutely not.
Is she a sweetheart? Yep, she is, but...
Can't get ahead being a sweetheart.
No.
I learned that the hard way.
We're still learning.
Still learning day by day.
And then the final one?
And the final one, we haven't even... Oh, no, we have.
Shane
Jacobson.
That's not okay.
No. That's... I know he was hosting that show on Channel 7, Little Big Shots, you know, with the kids. The kids doing the little little tricks. Or what do they do on that show?
I don't know. I never watched it. I felt like that was inappropriate.
No. I don't watch anything with children in it.
Yeah.
That's why the Lego thing's too close to children. And I'm just like, no.
Yeah, ma'am. Switch off.
I don't want that. Why? Why are you here?
Yeah.
Who's checking on Shane Jacobson?
Are we getting another toilet movie? Or, is he spooking
Kenny
that?
Kenny 2? Is that what's coming?
Kenny number two.
Oh, they should do that. Now, I wouldn't watch it, but it's a great title.
Yeah, please, Screen Australia,
we need
fund
some
that motherfucker.
I'll write it. I won't watch the first one for context. I'll just write this one just cold.
Yeah, and in this one, Kenny goes to do a shit and he can't do one because he finds out that he's got bowel cancer.
Yeah, and he also doesn't want to do a shit because his grandmother is withholding Lego from him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She caused the cancer.
Yeah. It's a thriller.
And a comedy, mm-hmm. some would say.
Yeah. There's laughs.
And a rom-com.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Yeah. So it's a rom-com thriller.
Thriller.
Yeah, I'm into that.
With an element of sci-fi, for good measure.
Okay. What's the sci-fi element? Time travel?
Yeah, at the end of the day, he discovers that he has a... superhuman anus.
Oh, wow.
That can probe him places.
Okay.
So what was once thought to be irregular cancer cells is actually just like a fire butthole.
Wow. Okay. No. I'm investing.
Are you with me?
No. I'm just going to... I'll fund it.
Okay.
Don't worry about Screen Australia. I'll fund it.
Sold.
Thank you. Greenlit.
Screen Daniel.
Goes into production tomorrow.
Mate.
Pre-production.
You can... barely buy groceries for yourself for the week, but sure.
Oh, my God. I am checking that balance. Those two long weekends really took a toll on the old bank account.
Okay, so this show, it's going to be
a mess.
We're going to have to watch it.
Who's going to host it?
Oh, my God. Well, Sonia Kruger won't be... Well, she's Channel 9, isn't she?
I believe so.
Who did they get for Dancing with... Oh, no, Dancing with the Stars was Channel 10.
Yeah, everything. So, everywhere.
So Channel 7 is like...
Who's your host? Luke Jacobs again? Can't pull him out of the fucking bag, can you?
Well, he kind of went to Channel 10, right?
Did he? Like, oh, God.
I don't know.
God, get Koshy up there. It's a mixed fucking bag already. Just put him up there.
I mean, all jokes aside, I'm available if they're
looking
for
Lisa Hamilton
someone.
Is wide open
yes,
for applications.
I am. You know, I only choose the best products.
Mm-hmm.
Products, projects.
Yeah, products. Yeah, projects to put your name
projects
on.
Projects to put my name to. You had a funny little... task for me
mm-hmm.
off the back of this
yes.
and that was to come up with my dream judging panel.
Okay.
Should this one fall through, you wanted four names.
Yes, I wanted you to basically replace this cast with your choice.
Yeah. Names that I actually... You wanted me to choose names that are just as weird, like some faces that would be just as weird.
Also create a mixed fucking bag of, like, randos.
But I think now that I've made my list... I think it would be better, actually.
I would have gone with this. Okay. Tell me your first one.
Okay, Dr. Carl Kennedy. That is
in
not...
In character?
Yeah, in character.
Great.
Just to show the contestants, like, this is what could be.
Yes.
I believe his name is Alan Fletcher.
I don't care for real names.
Okay.
Not for Neighbours people.
Dr. Carl Kennedy. And, like, show me someone who has worked... as hard as Dr. Carl Kennedy in Australia over the last 30 years.
It's insane. And the amount of affairs...
Give me a name.
I can't.
You can't.
I can't. There's no arguing with that.
Yeah. Australia fell in love with him. He was the father of Australia. Mm-hmm. And then he fucking disappointed us all by sticking his dick where he shouldn't.
Bastard.
But somehow is still beloved by
and also still with Susan, nation. I believe. Yeah.
Susan, like, I wanted to be there for her, but at some point when all of Australia is telling you to leave him
and
you stay with him, I can't help you anymore.
No. Lost cause.
I can't help you anymore. I'm still reeling from Madge's death.
Yeah, I was still reeling from when Dee went off the cliff after
that. Oh, my God.
She married Tone.
And then she... Have we talked about this before? And then she's... is she the one that was doing Band-Aids?
What?
She was the face of, Band-Aids?
I did not know.
She got... Someone got hit by a bus in real life. A Neighbours star. Madeline West? And she got hit by a bus and then, like... Band-Aids that came on board and were like, can you be the face? Like, she had, like, the trauma of being hit by a bus. And then she was like, yeah, sure.
Oh, no.
Because you know what?
Great branding.
A good SponCon doesn't come around that often in Australia.
No, you got to take it.
You absolutely
Every
do.
Every single goddamn one.
So are you giving a tick for absolutely, Dr. Carl Kennedy? Yeah. Okay, I will move on.
No, he is crossing over networks, but sure.
Yeah.
That's fine.
If you pay him enough, I reckon he'd come over.
Yeah, for sure.
So my next name is someone who has been in the headlines quite a bit lately.
Okay.
Again, for the exact same story. She's getting a lot of airtime, a lot of media, and it makes no sense to me because I thought that we, like, fully unpacked this 3 years ago.
Okay.
And it's shedding no new light on the situation, but it is one Casey Donovan.
Yep, the Uber driver.
Uber driver extraordinaire, and also she's been catfished. But she was catfished, like, 6 years ago.
I was about to say, I thought I heard this. So she's, what, made the same mistake again?
No. It's the same story that she came out with a few years ago, I think when she was on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Mm. And now she's doing the media runs again. Like, she was on Andrew Denton. She was on, like, what's that question time Q&A? Like,
yeah.
It makes no sense to me that she's, like, going...
She's recycling content for what... Like, what's the end to this?
But also, like, people are like, willingly having her on their programs again to chat through the conversation. Like, it's bizarre. It's totally bizarre.
Yeah, that is bizarre.
And I'm, like, very here for it. Like, you know the story.
Of her being catfished?
Yeah.
I know the headline. As I said, I read headlines.
Again. Okay, well, this is what I know based on skim reading, once again.
Yes.
She was... dating a guy who she never met.
Okay.
She also had a best friend, a female, and he apparently said to her, you have to have sex with this girl. Lesbian sex with this girl before I meet with you. And so she apparently lost her virginity to this girl, and then it all came out in the wash that the guy was the girl.
Yeah, I was going to say I can probably pick the ending to this story because why would someone who's never met her friend tell her to fuck her friend?
It makes no sense to me. We actually need to...
She deserves that catfish. Sorry. I know you shouldn't say that about anyone, but she deserves that.
No, but, like, good on her for, like, openly speaking about it and going around. So that, to me, is, like, a true mark of someone who's talented, who can take a story from 6 years ago and consistently hit headlines. She gets a spot on my panel.
Okay. I hear it. And she's been part of the format before, or a format of a reality show.
Yeah. So number three, and this is purely because I think she would make the show a bit of a train wreck and be like really difficult to work with. Mm-hmm. Farrah Abraham.
Absolutely.
Of
Teen Mum fame. And porn.
And butt stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she would just be unhinged and come in there, and we do need an American face.
Absolutely.
And she would, and you know what? Once again, she's making that money any which way she knows how.
She's an entrepreneur.
She is an entrepreneur in every sense of the word. Mm. She's selling her body. Mm-hmm. She's putting makeup on her child. She's actually handing her child over for months at a time because she's just like not interested in being a parent at that time.
Ooh, that sounds like my future.
Yeah. So I'm popping her on that list.
I can't wait to see her on the show.
And finally, just to really see the dynamic between Farrah Abraham and give that, you know, Aussie slice of something.
Yes.
Bob Irwin.
Bob Irwin. So Bob Irwin, the son, not the grandfather.
The son.
The one that's younger than Mindy.
Yes.
Okay.
Equally as creepy. With the expressiveness.
Yes.
And yeah, I'd just really like to see that power play between him and Farrah.
I would like to see the two of them just next to each other, really, just in the same presence.
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
And him trying to have any sort of conversation with her.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my four.
Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, that's the show I want to see.
Yeah.
That's perfect casting.
Once again, you're going to green light it. You're going to give
it self-funding.
Commish.
Yeah. I love a bit of debt.
Yeah. Yep. So how about you?
My one is, because I love to continue a troll, is Ricky Lee.
Come on.
Because...
Why did I not put her on my list? I know.
Because...
Wait, she's hosting my show.
She begins
every episode singing a new track from A Star Is Born.
Yeah. Oh my God, what an opener. But no, I just feel like she has, like, obviously there's not a lot going on when you have to tour someone else's music. Because you're not creating your own.
Yeah.
So I feel like she needs the gig, and maybe that is a good time for her to promo new music there. Like maybe that's the push in the right direction. Be like, you know, you should probably make something. You're a host on the show. You could probably sell, you know, some tunes.
Riddle me this.
Yes.
Say she gets the call up from Channel 7, we want you to be a judge on Australia's Got Talent.
Yes.
One small issue, it's going to coincide with your A Star Is Born tour. You'd have to cut it short. Do you think she would quit the tour?
Absolutely.
For the show.
She'd drop it.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? No. You think she's this goddamn committed because she's learning French.
Yep.
Okay.
Bitch isn't learning French to just go on Australia's Got Talent.
I love that she's phonetically learning French as well.
Yeah, no need to learn the grammar and the, you know, just hear it, babe.
I'm not going
to
use it again after this tour. Absolutely not.
Well, if she ever goes to France, she can just speak in Leon Rose.
Yeah, she can speak in French lyrics. I'm sure that'll get her far.
Yeah, if someone asks her, can I see your passport? Leon Rose.
Wow, I would actually like to see that play out. That's a great comedy in my head. Just her living her life.
Your eyes were burning at me just then.
Yeah, it was painful to watch, but also really enjoyable. I didn't know what to feel.
Okay, next.
Okay, so my next one. So our, my like American pop star that we're like bringing in, like our
Nicole
Scherzinger equivalent is Azalea Banks.
No.
Because she has lots of opinions and a lot of them are wrong. And I just love to see her fire in... She needs to be the fiery judge.
No, she would literally murder Ricky Lee. Yeah, Ricky Lee would just turn to dust.
Can you imagine the dynamic between Ricky Lee Coulter and Azalea Banks?
She would kill. She would quite literally just combust.
Yeah. It would be pure perfection.
You wouldn't get past step one.
No, absolutely not. The production would shut down. But it'd be worth it.
It'd be so worth it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I'll pay that.
And then for our, because like Manu is like the reality show star, yeah. The one I'm going to pick is a Mike from Maths. So Mike also has a lot of opinions that we realize from watching the series, and he likes them to be heard. So I feel like he would be the Simon Cowell of the judging panel, just with like really strongly worded advice for the contestants.
Mansplaining
and to gaslighting. Every contestant. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I also feel, once again, the dynamic between him and Azalea Banks would be fiery.
I reckon they would fuck.
They 100% would fuck because she likes herself some white dick.
Yeah.
Or pink dick. What do you say?
I'm not sure.
Not familiar? Okay.
No.
That's fine.
But yeah, I like that. And I just don't think you'd get to any of the contestants. The three of them would just talk at each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I don't need to hear from the contestants. I'm not there. That's why you watch these shows. You're watching it for the judging panel.
I don't give a shit about someone who can play forks.
Yeah, or like spin some plates on their nose. No, ma'am. And then my last one, which is the equivalent of our Kenny Toilet Man failed Australian actor, is Nick Giannopoulos.
No.
We need to hear from Wog Boy.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't.
We need to check in and remember the good old days, but then see how sad reality is.
Maybe he can teach Ricky Lee some Greek.
Wow. Phonetically, please.
Phonetically.
Yeah, because that's the only way she knows how.
How do you think Wog Boy and Mike would interact? I think they might be bros.
Yeah, they'd get along.
Yeah.
And Mike would get along with Nick because he hates the women on the panel.
Yeah.
Because he has a distaste for women in general, it seems.
I like my panel better.
No, I like yours better as well.
Okay.
But mine's more a mess.
Valiant effort from you.
Thank you.
I'd watch both of them wholeheartedly.
Yeah, I'd watch the shit out of them.
Let's check back in when the show, if the show, I mean, at this point, I doubt that it's going to go to air.
You think with this announcement, they're just going to cut it?
Yeah, I really do. Yeah. But, you know, I'm waiting on, and I will hope and pray that it does go to air.
Yeah.
Because I'd need to see that.
And I hope Ricky Lee hosts.
Yeah. In the coming weeks, we've got some big shows coming up, both international and local. And I think there's going to be some fucking messes out there that will do lots of things for us to talk about.
What are you talking about?
I'm just wrapping up.
Yeah, no. But what shows are you talking about, the international and local?
I don't know. Oh. I'm just, like, it's called a tease. There could be literally nothing on the television and we're just going to give them something more to win. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, we haven't talked about this.
No, I know, but I was just trying to, like, I was trying something new where I'm, like, spicing things up for the week. God.
Well, Bachelor in Paradise will finish.
Yeah.
So we'll do a little wrap-up of that season because it literally started 2 days ago and now it's over.
I'm upset that it's ending.
I'm very upset about that because I wanted to spend the next few months with them like I did on the island last year of Love Island.
That's coming back soon, right?
Well, no, I think they're like, they haven't even started filming. They're like, let's hire people, casting. Yeah. See, look, I'm like, my brain is fried.
Yeah.
I thought the better word for casting was hire people.
Yeah, I tried to go with you.
I wouldn't have gone with me. I would have, pulled the fucking eject.
See how we could have just left it at, ooh, there's some big shows coming up without actually saying anything. But
now we've addressed the shows that you were talking about.
One.
Yeah, one.
One show.
Yeah. I'm sure the networks have something planned for us, something juicy else coming up. There's got to be a Bachelor soon. Oh, that Matt Agnew. Remember we were talking about him a few weeks ago? Yeah. He must be fingering some girls right now on the set.
As we speak.
Yeah.
With a protractor.
Do you think he's into butt stuff?
Yes.
Yeah?
Because the science shows that butt stuff feels good.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, yeah.
And if you believe in, like, you know, science and everything, you're pushing away religion, and religion's the place that holds the ideals that say don't do butt stuff.
Yeah.
But science is saying do butt stuff.
Yeah.
You have, like, glands there that, you know.
Yeah.
Make it good.
Yeah. Like, I remember specifically reading in, like, my science textbooks, like, that chapter that was butt stuff is good.
Yeah.
But I didn't really, like, soak it in
yeah.
until, like, you know, now.
Yeah, because, but science also is about experimenting. So that's why you now realize more about it, because you are involved in the experiment. And you can't just read some text and be like, oh, I know it all. No, no, no. Frontline, girl. Yeah. Frontline.
And ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the next two Mensa.
What?
The Mensa.
What's Mensa?
You know that group for all the really smart people.
Oh, yeah.
And you do the test and you didn't fucking know what it was.
Didn't get my invite.
Okay, let's wrap this up. Yeah. We're going to just die from dumbness.
Yeah, I've literally got... stupid ass since being in the room.
Oh my god, thank you so much for listening. I'm sorry we went away for a couple of weeks. We're really trying to get our shit together and like make this a proper thing.
And if you're anything like us, like it's hard to get your shit together, like in life in general. And if you vibe with that, then you vibe with us, and we're happy that you're along on this ride.
We're still trying to find like a caliber of guest. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, maybe we should hit up that friend of yours who knows that girl that was on Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, she'll come. She follows me on Instagram now.
Okay, well, let's fucking get her in.
Yeah.
Message her right now.
Hello.
No.
Hey, Siri. No, message Alicia.
Oh, shit. Anyway,
it was going to message man named Lee.
We don't want
Oh my god, it picked up your haha.
Okay, anyway.
Oh, it says message Mandy Lee, haha.
She's a good friend. Okay, stop. We're wrapping this up. Thank you for listening.
Oh my god.
His phone's going off. I'm in love with you. Ready to send it? Everyone.
I'm in love with you too. Thanks, Siri. Bye.